This episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI and Mousefan Travel, who provide you premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation time and dollar. Do yourself a favor. Give them a try at meitravel.com or Mousefan Travel. And by All Star Vacation Homes, who offers you the highest quality in vacation homes or condos. Hospitality has a new home, and its name is All Star Vacations. Visit them at www.allstarvacationhomes.com.
Hi, I'm Jan Trummel, and I'm from Lane, Illinois, and I love listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 156 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WW Today. And with me on the show is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Mike. I'm in Los Angeles. I'm waving.
Yeah, it sounds like you are on the other side of the room.
I'm way on the other side of the country, so I'm not there yet when we're recording, but I'm hoping that I get to run in L.A., and I'm going to go to the San Diego Zoo, and I'm also going to go to Disneyland. What a shock. I'm going to spend the day at Disneyland. So, yay, good thing I got my premiere pass or whatever it's called, because I'm going to Disneyland a lot. So, anyway, I do have a shout-out, and that is to our friend, a good friend of the show. Her name is Kim Sheroff. And she is an educator from New York, and she's a big supporter of the show, and she is running her first marathon. She's kind of made lots and lots of progress in her running. I think she didn't run very much, and she's moved to halves, and she's going to do her first full in South Dakota, I think. So somebody will correct me if I'm wrong on the Facebook page. So yay, Kim!
Yeah, Kim's been on a fast-forward kind of training program.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have joining us on today's show two of our heralded Mickey Miles staffers, Phil and Eve Vanderpool from the Vanderpool Group. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Glad to be here.
Hi. Now, we've brought Phil and Eve on the show to help Michelle and I bring to you a little project that we started sometime after the Princess Half. I'm going to turn it over to Michelle because it was her idea, and it was a great idea to do this. And boy, did we learn a lot. Michelle?
Yeah, so if you heard a bing in the background, that's because Phil is sending me pictures while we're recording. This is going to be a very hard show to describe and a difficult show to record. And a tricky one for post-production because it was sort of, I don't know how I got this idea. I guess I was kind of reflecting as we were there for Princess Weekend about the 5K and how much I like the 5K and then about the Disneyland 5K. And it got me wondering, would it be possible to have a 5K at the Magic Kingdom? Because the Magic Kingdom's so magical and it's so fun. And with the new Fantasyland, it just looked absolutely, it seemed to me like absolutely a perfect idea. And so I mentioned it to Mike, and I mentioned it to Eve, and I said, what do you think? Do you think we should go and try this out? And Eve, I think when we started this, we thought that this was going to be pretty darn easy, right?
We did, because I feel like every time I go to the Magic Kingdom, you just walk and walk and walk, and in your mind you go, oh, well, I must have covered at least like 5, 6, 7 miles today. So you just assume that it would be easy to do for a 5K, but enter the logistics of not being able to cross back over your own path and so on and so forth.
Right.
And it makes it much trickier.
So what we did was we got together and we met on the porch of Tony's in the Magic Kingdom. And I think Eve had reserved a few hours. Mike and I were there. We thought, you know, we're going to play the role of a race director and see if we could chart out a possible Magic Kingdom 5K. And Mike, you want to take it from there?
What I want to tell everyone is that during that day, which was the day following the Princess Half Marathon, when Eve and Michelle and I started out on this project, what we recorded that day was a series of audio sounds, audio files, and I will do my best to incorporate them in this show, and you will be listening to them as the show goes on. And we spent a considerable amount of time trying to figure out the best path, and we learned a few things along the way. Michelle?
I think we spent 2.5 hours. So we're going to talk about that process. And we were not successful. And that's where enter Phil, because Phil and Eve went back and tried to do it again. So we're going to talk about what happened the first time and then what happened the second time. And we hope it's interesting to listeners. We had a fun time doing it, but it's very, very tricky.
Yeah. And I think that one of the things that we talked about while we were doing this, it came into play. It kept on coming up, and that is how important it is to think about three important things, three very essential things. Number one, the gathering area for the runners. Number two, the start. And number three, the finish. The course actually is the easy part. The other three elements are very, very difficult.
So at this point, what we're going to do is we're going to turn the clock back. We're going to take you back to that day when Eve and Michelle and I were sitting on Tony's Town Square Cafe porch, and we were about to start a very interesting journey in trying to map out the Magic Kingdom 5K. Welcome to Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, recording live, well, at least now it's live, at the Magic Kingdom. You can hear the background music. We are sitting on the porch at Tony's Town Square restaurant, and I am here with two lovely ladies, one of which is always my co-host, Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, we've never recorded in the Magic Kingdom.
No, I don't think we have recorded in the Magic Kingdom. This is a treat. I'm really excited.
Also with us on this very special podcast is one of the key people behind the Mickey Miles podcast, runner extraordinaire, and today she will be participating in a very interesting exercise that we've discussed. And she's from the Vanderpool Group, Eve Vanderpool. Hello, Eve.
Hi, how are you?
You're looking very unhairy today.
Yes, well, I've been waxed and shaved and picked and prodded, so I'm suitable for aerodynamical purposes.
There you go.
And we have to mention she came in 95th among women for the Princess Half Marathon, which is amazing.
That's right, and she did it backwards, too, so you get the rest of them.
She pranced.
Also a shout-out to Eddie McCoy, who also part of the Mickey Miles podcast team, who came in, I think it was 19th overall for the 10K, but he came in first in his age group, so big shout-out to Eddie. So we are here at the Magic Kingdom today. After we've done the Princess Weekend, Eve ran yesterday. I don't think you ran the other 2 days, right? No. Michelle and I did the 5K, the 10, and the half, and we were inspired by the races, and we thought that we would get together with Eve, who's always got the greatest ideas, and we're going to go through the Magic Kingdom today and design a race that whose idea was originally Michelle's, and Michelle thought that we would bring Eve in to add her great ideas. But this was Michelle's idea. I don't want anyone to think it was my idea. You know, I'm just the eye candy for this show. Michelle is the brain.
I was going to take credit.
Okay, so
it was my idea to bring Eve in.
So guys, let's set this up for our listeners. What we wanted to do is we wanted to go through the Magic Kingdom. And Michelle, why don't you?
Sure. Well, the thing that we were thinking about this weekend is the 5K that they have at Walt Disney World is always through Epcot. And the 10K is just really an extension of that 5K. But I think what it would be really interesting for people to do is to run through the Magic Kingdom. People who do the half marathon always get a chance to run up Main Street
and run through Tomorrowland, run through the castle, and run through Frontierland. But wouldn't it be cool if we could design a race that somehow let 5K runners and a lot of new runners and families run through the Magic Kingdom? So that's what we're here to do today. We don't know exactly how it's going to go, but our plan is to design a 5K race that could be entirely run through the Magic Kingdom.
So before we get started, are there any elements that you are going to be looking at while we walk through the park and decide the course?
So I guess the biggest thing we want to think about is coverage of as much of the Magic Kingdom as possible, and also trying to think of ways that people won't cross each other, because we can't have a big traffic jam with people going one way, another, people coming back going another way. So those are things that I think we need to consider. Also maybe pavement, places that are safe for lots of runners to go.
Eve, what were the original thoughts and elements that you thought would come into play when we first mentioned this to you?
I thought that there should be as much time, I guess, in the park as possible. At first, actually, I thought maybe we'll run from the TTC, but then you said, let's spend as much time in the park as possible. And I thought what a good idea might be to run from what Walt called Weenie to Weenie to Weenie.
Yes.
And use those as touch points that you have to kind of go around, and then you're off to the next part of the park and go from there. Again, providing traffic is safe and footing is okay. So,
good thoughts. I'd like to take just a minute or two to explain the reference that Eve meant about the weenie to weenie, because they may not be the Disney geek level out there that are here. So when Walt would work very late at the Disneyland park, he would come home, and he was always looking, for someone to welcome him home, and usually his wife was too tired to wait up for him. So he was looking for his dog, but his dog would be kind of tired too. So what Walt would do is he would go to his refrigerator and take out a little hot dog, and back then in the 50s, they were called weenies, and he would entice the dog to come over and see him by holding out the weenie. So what that came to be is that when Walt designed the park, he wanted the guests to be attracted to and lured to certain areas of the park by weenies. And so, for instance, a weenie in this particular park would be Space Mountain from right around the hub. So, again, what Eve is alluding to is that we want to figure out the best way to get people around the parks and to attract them to different areas. So that's what we're going to do, and Michelle's going to add to that.
Well, I wanted to say first, I wish people could see what Mike was doing, because he was actually holding up the weenie as he was talking. He was acting out, holding out the weenie for the dog. But the second thing I wanted to mention is we had quite a discussion about where runners would actually start this race. So, Mike, do you want to talk about the things that we considered? Because it's tricky at this park.
The goal, again, was to have as much of the 5K take place, not just in the park, but on stage in the park, not behind stage. A lot of us who've run many of these races spend a lot of time backstage, and we would like to spend a lot more time on stage, which you do, I think you do more in Disneyland. Would you say that, Eve, more in Disneyland? On stage?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, it seems like it, because you have both parks to go through, and you have a lot more, and they're so close, so it's much easier. Yeah.
So,
I just wanted to add to that, because that was actually one of the things that popped into my mind when I was thinking about this race, is the Disneyland 5Ks. You run a lot. It's a very compact park, but you run a lot in the park, and it's really, really fun, because you're, crisscrossing all over the park, but you're in the park for most of the time.
So before we go any further, let me explain to every one of you who are listening how we're going to do this. Eve and Michelle and I are going to go through the park. We're going to measure the distance, and every once in a while we'll do a little sound bite, and I'll be splicing those sound bites into the show, and let's hope that it sounds all together and connected. So we're going to do that. And so what we're going to do first is we're going to talk about where we thought that we would start. And we looked at the new expanded bus stop area out there, and we decided that we're assuming that we'd get about 10,000 runners, because that's basically what we're looking at for 5Ks these days. So we would have all the runners lined up outside where the bus stop is.
How would they get there? They would get there by either parking at the TTC or going to Epcot. And Epcot would be where all the runners congregate, and they would either be bused or they would be monorailed over here. Very much like at Wine and Dine, where we all have to go to Epcot, but we get bused to World of Sports, I believe it is. Wine and Dine, World of Sports. So that's what we're going to do. So as I sign off on this particular soundbite, Eve and Michelle and I are about to go on a journey through the Magic Kingdom and map out what we are calling. Do we have a name for this, Michelle?
No, why don't you say your name?
All right. I decided that we were going to call this the Fantasy... The Family Fantasy 5K Fun Run. So next time you hear me, it'll be the next...
All right.
I'm outnumbered. Eve, since you're the guest, what would you name this race?
I would name this the Magical 5 5K.
I like it. Michelle?
I don't have a name for it, but I'm thinking that I would like to have something that is as a Pirates theme or a Haunted Mansion theme, where people could dress up like pirates or Haunted Mansion people or Space Mountain. Like, maybe they could dress up themed in one of the different areas, one of the different lands. So I don't have my idea would fit with your titles.
You could do like a Victorian kind of steampunk if people wanted to do that for Main Street. You know what I mean? Yeah, you could do future
dress
world.
Up like the Dapper Dan.
Yeah.
So here's another question. I'm going to put you guys on the spot. Eve, you get the first shot at this. What time of year?
Because it's a 5K and it's a short race, I don't know. I think I might go with something like maybe March. March and Flower and Garden, right before the crowds come in. They don't really have a race for March.
That's right.
Anywhere. You know, the next one is May. So, end of March, maybe.
So just a 5K with no expo? Maybe a little expo.
You could have the expo, and you could actually do it in the Contemporary Convention if it wasn't that large, because you have the parking at the TTC, and it's really close to Magic Kingdom, so...
There's only 10,000 runners, so...
And it would be a great replacement for another race that's in March that I've never done, so the Expedition Everest race.
I thought that was in May.
It's in May? Okay.
No. That's why you've never done it, Michelle.
Okay, so it would be a great replacement for Expedition Everest in May. You can see how tuned in I am to that.
Okay.
But I like the idea of May or March.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Okay, so we're going to close off this soundbite, and we're on our way to the... Magic Kingdom 5K, we'll call it at this point. So we have gone 0.13 tenths of a mile, and that covers from where we think the start line would be near the buses all the way to the front of Tony's Town Square Restaurant. And now we're taking off, and we'll check in with the next segment as soon as possible.
So here we are on the top of Main Street, right by the Partners statue in front of Cinderella's castle. And in our race, you will run up Main Street and running towards the weenie that is Cinderella's castle and the hub here. And we decided that from here, we would go right into Tomorrowland, because intuitively, people go right. And from there, we'll work the park and go to all the different lands in a counterclockwise fashion. Again, it's more intuitive and a little easier to control the flow. And we have about a quarter mile that we've gone so far. So the rest of the lands will have to make up the remaining 2 points, and that 8.5, so...
Talk about why it's
going to
be on Main Street towards the castle.
Oh, okay. And of course, it's so much fun to run up Main Street towards the castle, because that is the best part of the race, as is running through the castle and down the sides. But when you come up towards the castle and you see that, that's really motivating, and that'll carry you through the rest of your race. Regarding crowds, usually for the half and the full marathon, you see half of Main Street with spectators and half for runners. In this case, I really think Disney should utilize the sidewalks for spectators and the full Main Street for the actual runners, because you are going to be funneling
10,000 people through there, and that's actually going to be the beginning of the race. And as anyone knows, the beginning of the race is congested, so they're going to need as much space as possible and utilize that well.
Okay, so we just made our way through Tomorrowland. We went, kept Buzz Lightyear on our right, and went in front of the People Mover, and we saw that there's a stage there. There could be a DJ. Eve noticed that. There are also several water stops. We saw one of our weenies, the Space Mountain, was on the right, too. And there's also a bathroom there, which is important. We made our way up near towards the teacups, and at this point, we're at 0.46 miles in our race. And we're going to take a right now and go through the new Fantasyland.
Okay, we've just gone through the Fantasyland portion, and Michelle and Eve and I wanted to have our 5K go through the new Fantasyland. So what we did is at the teacups, we took a right, and we went down towards the circus. And as soon as we got to the circus, just before we got to Dumbo, we took a left. So we went through where the Seven Dwarfs Mine Ride would be on our left, Ariel's Grotto, and the Ariel Ride, and Belle's Enchanted Tales with Belle, and Be Our Guest restaurant would be on our right. We then took a counterclockwise route around the carousel, and we went down through the castle. So we're coming from behind the castle like you normally would do in a half and a full, and we went down the castle to the right, and now we're heading into Liberty Square. And now we're going to do Frontierland. Also wanted to mention that we are approximately 1 mile into the run, so we have 2.1 miles to go for the 5K.
Okay, so after Adventureland, we took a right out of the bathroom. We went towards Aladdin's ride. We went around keeping Aladdin on our left-hand side, and then took a right down towards Pirates, and then a right after Tortuga Tavern, and all the way up to where the parade comes out, just before Splash Mountain. We did a hairpin turn, and back, keeping Pirates on our right, and then all the way down to the hub again. So right now, that put us at about 1.75 miles.
So as you can see, we miscalculated. So we decided, Michelle and I, decided to do it again. Eve had to leave. But Michelle and I still came up a little bit short. So Eve, before she left, had said that she and Phil were going to try it again in another night. So let's get back to the show. And we're going to recap again what Michelle and Eve and I did on our first try, so that you would understand exactly where we went and how we tried to map out this course.
So this whole project started out, as Michelle said, on the porch of Tony's Town Square restaurant. And Michelle and Eve and I said, okay, in general, we talked about what we thought would be the best route to go through the Magic Kingdom, and that would take us essentially on a 5K journey. And we started in the town square, and of course we went up Main Street USA, and we got up to the hub. And Eve, what did we do next?
Went to the hub, and then we made a right and went over the bridge into Tomorrowland. And one of our points in doing this 5K was to go from weenie to weenie to weenie in each land, which, you know, Mike, you had described when we were sitting on the porch what a weenie was for Walt. So we headed towards the Astro Orbiter and towards Space Mountain.
So one of the things that we used our GPS watches to make sure that we were, you know, kind of accurate. And I think one of the mistakes we made right off the bat is that the three of us thought, we're going to have so much mileage, we really don't have to use up all of our mileage in the different lands. Do you remember that, Eve? We kind of said, yeah, you know, we can kind of go the easy route through Tomorrowland.
I do. And then I remember Mike went one way towards where Buzz Lightyear usually does, you know, a character meet and greet. And we're like, oh, we don't need to go that far into it because we don't need that mileage.
We were wrong.
So, you know, that was something we should have actually just gone with. But we didn't know at the time. We really didn't know. So. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the interesting thing for me, having done the Disneyland 5K, is that it just seemed so easy. We were running through the park so much in Disneyland. I think we ran offstage once, but it just seemed so effortless that to me, I thought, well, Walt Disney, I mean, Magic Kingdom is bigger. This is going to be easy.
I think it's bigger, but I also think that Disneyland has more offstage territory.
I think you're right.
Than the Magic Kingdom. And unless you are running out of the Magic Kingdom and away from the Magic Kingdom, I really don't know of – I know the backstage area pretty well. I don't know of any easy ways of running out and in like we can do at – we can do that at the Animal Kingdom. We can do it very well at Epcot, as we all know. And you can also do it a little bit at the studios. But when it comes to the Magic Kingdom, because of what has – taken place over the last 10-15 years with construction and everything, there's really not much room back there. So we're pretty limited to on stage area.
Okay, so what we did next from there is we went into Fantasyland, right? Eve, can you remind me?
Yeah, no. We went through Fantasyland, and the first way we did it is we were keeping to the racetrack on our right, and we made a right, staying to the right of the teacups, and we headed back towards Ariel's meet and greet and went through the new part of Fantasyland that way. And we remarked that it would be amazing to do this part in the beginning of the race when it was still dark, because Fantasyland at night is just gorgeous, or in the dark at least.
And wouldn't it be cool to stop and do the Seven Dwarfs Mine Ride when it's open?
That could add extra mileage as well, as we found out with Everest.
I think at this point we start to worry a little bit, don't you think, about the mileage?
Yeah, we were looking at our watches and we were saying, wow, we've done only such and such. And I think that was when it hit all of us for the first time. Maybe we really should have taken that extra trip around Tomorrowland. And even I was thinking maybe we should have gone up that path from Space Mountain to where Goofy's Barnstormer is. I thought about that too. So I think at that particular point of our course, we all started thinking about, how can we add miles real fast?
Yeah, that's actually a consideration I made in going back with Phil. And I didn't take any little turn for granted. I saw something that was like a little offshoot that was wide enough, and I was like, well, I'll take it, because those point tens accumulate, and those add up, as we found out. So.
That's a great point.
So if I remember correctly, and guys, correct me if I'm wrong, so we actually checked out the Seven Dwarfs Mine Ride because some of the fencing was down, and then we said, okay, so where do we go from here? And we decided that we would go counterclockwise around the carousel, and we would go through the castle.
I think any race that's in the Magic Kingdom, we have to go through the castle.
Just like any other race, and at bottom of the castle, you bang a right and you go into Frontierland.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we discussed was that people who do the half marathon always get to, and the marathon, always get to run through the castle. And wouldn't it be cool if 5K runners could get that chance to run up Main Street and run through the castle? So I think that was an important part of our route, but was it enough? I'm not sure.
And you know, the funny thing is with the half marathon, by the time you get to the castle, I think it's something like almost 6 miles. So in the humidity and everything, you're sufficiently sweaty by that point. So you get a picture like all sweaty in front of the castle. But wouldn't it be great to be only like maybe a mile in and then get your picture, or a few miles in and get your picture?
And I've said it before, it just never gets old. It never gets old. And I would do it 2 days in a row if that were a 5K race part of a half marathon.
When we got to Liberty Square, we were at another decision point, and we tried to figure out how we could add some distance. And what we decided to do was to head back to Fantasyland. But as soon as we got to Peter Pan's adventures, we then banged a U-ey around the Tangled bathroom area, and we came down there to the area where it's close to the Haunted Mansion, and then we took we bared a little bit to the left and then a little bit to the right, and then we headed down towards Country Bear Jamboree.
We also discussed maybe the pros and cons of running the I guess the dock or the boardwalky type of area there, and we all agreed that that would be too narrow a path to run for all those runners. Something we cut out.
But you know, looking back at it now, Michelle, when you think about it, that path is not much wider than Cone Alley, you know?
True.
That is true. And when we decided to turn around at Big Thunder, or right near there, that path going from Liberty Square to Frontierland, that main path is large enough, and it is wide enough so that you can have traffic flowing in both directions.
Now, you guys are going to have to help me here, because I do remember we headed down towards Pirates, and then we started to get real nervous.
We started to say, uh-oh, we are not nearly enough. We don't have nearly enough mileage at this point.
Well, we stopped to refuel at Pecos or Pecosville, whatever, however. The great debate is out. We ate at Bill's place and refueled.
Yeah, and then we came out to, we went past Pirates, and then we went over the bridge, and we had Crystal Palace on our right, and then we said, uh-oh. And we started talking about doing all kinds of backtracking or whatever. And I think that's when we decided that we needed to put a little bit more thought into that. And I know, Eve, that you had to leave, and Michelle and I tried to do it again. And
we tried to add the little nooks and crannies and more mileage. And it didn't work out. It didn't work out.
No, maybe 2.6 or 2.7, Michelle. Do you remember?
I don't even think it was that much, Mike. I want to say 2.2 or something like that.
Yeah, who knows? So that's when we sent a message to Eve and said, you know, Eve, if you and Phil have time, you may want to take a shot at this, because we really did not come up with something that we thought we were going to come up with. And that's where we turned it over to Phil and Eve. And they, I think a couple of days one evening, I think you guys went into the Magic Kingdom and you gave it a shot. Is that correct?
Over the course of a few days, basically. So, we're there quite frequently. So we have the luxury of being able to time certain segments. And you've done a good job of taking the maps and drawing different courses out until one finally worked, and then going out and testing it. You're right, though. There's really not a lot of backstage area to work with. But I think the goal that we tried to keep in mind with this was to stay in the park.
Yes.
That being said, the route is pretty congested, and really there's two logical places where you can exit the park and add a little bit of mileage. And one of them is you can actually get 0.65 miles if you exit the cast member entrance in the back of Fantasy Fair. And then wrap around the park. On the map, it actually looks like it's lush greenery and river, but in reality, it's actually the beginning of Cone Alley. And you can run on there until you get back and then enter Frontierland. And then, Eve, why don't you talk about the other one?
And the other one would be, if you want to go outside the park, you'd go out through Space Mountain and Tomorrowland. Space Mountain, the exterior, you can see it from Center Drive, and there's a big wide driveway that's gated, and you make a left onto Center Drive, and you follow it around till you see a stop sign, and then you go left at the four-way stop, and that actually leads you back, and that's all employee-authorized area back there. And then you make a left into Dumbo's, you see the Dumbo Circus tents. So, and then that enters you back into Fantasyland. And that would probably give you 0.38, 0.4 miles.
So there are ways to do it, but what we wanted to do was try and stay in the park as much as possible.
Right. And even at Disneyland, you're not in the park 100% of the time. So, Eve, you made a great map with a Sharpie, and I'm looking at it right now. It's fantastic. We'll definitely post it when we post this show. I'm wondering if you could both kind of walk through the whole race from start to finish. Would that be okay? Because we talked about probably starting somewhere in the Contemporary, and maybe walk people through, because I'm sure listeners to this podcast know their Magic Kingdom and they can visualize what you're saying. But I think this would be a cool race, and I'm sure people would love to hear you walk through it.
I think logistically, you'd have to have people park in the Heroes lot and then stage in the Villains lot. And there's a little exit that basically from the Villains lot, it's usually blocked off, but it's very wide, and you can actually walk out and start to stage by the Contemporary in the bus area. And they make us walk about a mile for the marathon, and this would be about a half a mile to stage for a 5K.
And the regular flow of traffic could just be redirected to Floridian Way, which, if you're facing the Magic Kingdom, is that left drive, which is actually Cone Alley in that whole way. So it really wouldn't impede traffic very much.
No, there's plenty of room to stage.
But we started, and then, you know, people would perhaps line up in corrals that are in the bus shelters, which, Mike, I think that was your idea, right?
Yes, that was one of the thoughts I had, yep.
Yeah, and so you can start there, or you can even start a little bit before there. And you enter the Magic Kingdom, staying to the right, entering through the right tunnel that goes under the train. Again, staying to the right at the hub where the flag is. And you head right up Main Street. You make a right at the ice cream parlor. You go right through Tomorrowland Terrace. And then that curves left and heads in to Tomorrowland. So you don't actually go over that bridge in Tomorrowland just yet. That actually gives you a little bit more mileage than it does going to the hub and making a right and going to Tomorrowland. So continuing through Tomorrowland, you head towards the Carousel of Progress, which brings you back a little bit towards Space Mountain. And through Space Mountain, you take that path that we talked about that goes from Tomorrowland to Fantasyland. It winds just enough, again, to give you extra mileage.
And you're up right by the Fantasyland train station.
Exactly. And then you go around the Casey's Water Play Area for children, again, giving you more mileage. And that area is wide enough to swing around there, especially if you move those mobile merchandise carts. Coming through on the back part of that Dumbo area, you head towards Ariel's Undersea Adventure, towards Gaston's, and towards Belle and Beast's Castle, going through the new Fantasyland there. And then when you exit that part of Fantasyland and the new gates, that were set up, you head back actually towards the teacups, keeping the teacups on the right. You head back into Tomorrowland, and you do an interior loop around
Star Traders and
Space Order Space.
That's,
are you watching this?
Yeah.
Sorry, we gotta edit this. No, are you looking at this? This is where I am here.
I see where you are. We're okay. Back past the Speedway. This is gonna actually take you past Tomorrowland Terrace, Mickey Star Traders.
Okay, and then we... Alright, and so we're heading from Fantasyland, keeping the teacups on your right, heading back towards Tomorrowland, and going around the Astro Orbiter, and... Basically, that's a giant out and back, because now you're heading back towards Fantasyland.
So you're going you're keeping the Astro Orbiter on your right and doing like a hairpin turn around that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's where you'd have to be really, like, you'd have to be really careful about maybe people who are starting later, separating them if they're going through Tomorrowland at the beginning.
It is a wide, you would have to have cones set up, but it would be actually wider than the cone alley. So I feel like that might be, like, it might be wide enough to keep doing that.
I agree.
I'm hoping at that, by that point, too, the, you know how after a mile or so, the crowds start to stretch out?
Right.
And you have less congestion, so I'm hoping by that point, people have separated a little bit.
I love how you say you're hoping, like this is actually going to happen.
Oh, this is happening in my mind.
Okay.
Run Disney's going to be like, she's back there with her Garmin. What is she doing?
They're going to say, boy, did they have a great idea. Let's do it.
Oh, we will never get any credit for that. So like it is a hairpin turn, and then you head back, and then you have cosmic rays to your left, and you have that divider of trees to divide you from the traffic that's coming on at you towards Astro Orbiter. So you now again start to exit Tomorrowland with the teacups ahead, but you make a left right before the teacups, and you head back towards that Merida meet and greet area and that little side way that goes up towards the castle. And you head to the back of the castle, keeping the carousel on your left, and then go through the older part of Fantasyland with Small World on your right, heading towards the Haunted Mansion. And then you bring it all the way through that back walkway that goes all the way into Frontierland. And then there's a nice big wide area right in front of Big Thunder to turn around and head back towards Liberty Square and head back towards the Fantasyland and the castle, where you run through the castle. And then you make a right down the first bridge, like you're heading towards Liberty Square. And then a quick left, like you're heading to Adventureland. And go through Adventureland, keeping Aladdin's flying carpets on your left. Grazing the weenie in Adventureland, which is Tiki Room. Heading all the way back deep into Adventureland and making a turn right at that bridge by Pico's Spell, basically out and back, and heading back towards the hub and making a right over the bridge towards the Crystal Palace, keeping the Crystal Palace on your right, making a right at the top of Main Street right before the hub, heading down Main Street, and then, you know, obviously going towards, heading out of the park, you're keeping the hub and the flagpole to your left, and you're going opposite the side of the way you came in, and heading out that main entrance, and you're staying to the bus shelters, the newer bus shelters that are built out towards the lake, and you're going to head out that way, and then they'll have that road will be split, and you'll finish out that way. I don't know where actually that finish might be. It probably would be in the road heading towards Bay Lake or something. But so that's it. That could keep, yeah. I know.
We made you guys earn your pay.
I mean, if Disney Legal wasn't really an issue, I'd have us running on the TTA tracks and the Tomorrowland Speedway.
But you know, I have to say that. I was only there for the first part of it when Eve, you, and Mike and I were doing this. It was really fun to consider doing this race. I had a blast even just thinking about it. But I think, Mike, we learned some lessons about being a race director and race design, didn't we?
There's so many things. And Phil and Eve, I'll bet that, you know, one of the things that bothered me when we were trying this the first and second time is that it hit me that there is no way of avoiding the necessity to put cones out in certain areas, because you're almost doing a little, if there are a few areas that you might be calling out and back areas, and there's just no way to avoid doing that if you want to include the majority of the 3.1 miles inside the park. Did you guys feel the same way?
Definitely. And I think the reality is that if they really were going to do this race, they would have, it would have to be 50-50 in, you know, 50 in the park. I don't really think that these out and backs would work logistically. They'd have to go through the backstage areas and take that road that is the beginning of Cone Alley, the road by the Contemporary. And I mean, you know, we know, I mean, there's some people finishing these 5Ks when other people's are just starting, because there's just so many people that sign up for them, that you're never really going to have a thin crowd in this, especially if you stay in the park.
So well, you think maybe Disney already considered this?
I think they would have had to have considered it. I still
well,
think it's possible.
And there are reasons why they probably have, you know, dashed all possibilities. And one of the reasons is that if you think about where we gather and where we start for the 5K or for the half and the full and the 10K at Epcot, we're way over and gather at the Explore parking lot. And then we walk a certain distance to the start, at least for the half and the full. If you think about where we are at the furthest point away from the Epcot resorts, so that the music and the fireworks will be the furthest point from those resorts, the Beach Club, the Yacht Club, Swan and Dolphin, Boardwalk. And so those guests won't hear the fireworks or the music as loud as possibly the Contemporary guests would hear it if had that in the Magic Kingdom. So that's something that they probably considered. The gathering and the start and the finish would really be something that would probably be the biggest issue for something like this.
Yeah, the start and the finish would basically be the same place, and just with the sheer amount of runners, I think people would be walking on top of each other.
Well, I still hope they consider it. And I found this to be a very interesting thought experiment, and it just shows what geeky Disney runners we are.
I mean, what I was thinking too is, I mean, if they do build that bridge that goes, that's going to go across the Seven Seas Lagoon and would go to the Poly. I mean, you could technically finish there and dump back into the parking lot, but the way it is now, it's just not possible.
There is supposed to be a bridge that is in the works that shoots off Main Street by the Chapeau Shop and by Tony's, and that's supposed to go to the Carousel of Progress, because they already use that in times like 4th of July to alleviate traffic flow.
Yes, yes,
so
backstage.
Yep. Have an offshoot, right, that goes that way. So that could give you some more mileage as well.
Well, you know, I would not put it past them to look at any possibility of doing something in the Magic Kingdom. I just know that when it comes to logistics and when it comes to the Magic Kingdom, that's the crown jewel, and it would take a lot for them to consider it. But you never know. You just never know. So I want to thank you guys, Phil and Eve, for coming on and for doing that yeoman's work. Although I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there who would say, wow, I wish we could go to the Magic Kingdom any night and do something like that. But we know that it was a tough job and someone had to do it. So thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, you guys.
It was rough, but, you know, you're welcome.
We toughed it out. We were fueled by mint chocolate chip ice cream. But I'm telling you, we got it done.
So having said that, I'm going to throw something out to the listeners. If there's any thoughts of any kind of a area in Walt Disney World where you think you'd like to see a course, send us a note, put something on Facebook, tell us what your thoughts are. We'd be very interested to see and read what your ideas are. So for Phil and Eve Vanderpool and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying, we'll see you on the road.
The Mickey Miles Podcast has been brought to you by All Star Vacation Homes, and if you're looking for the highest quality vacation home or condo for your next vacation, then you need to visit www.allstarvacationhomes.com, where hospitality has a new home. And also brought to you by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. No one can give you better service and get more for your vacation dollar than the vacation planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. So for your next Disney or non-Disney vacation, your first stop should be to go to MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. You won't be sorry.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.